This is Raw Gutter with your boy KD. Now, I know it's been a long time that I haven't put up an anchor, but I just feel the urge to really just come out with it with this whole COVID rearrangement game that they're playing. I'm just going to be real honest about it as I could possibly be. The fact that they're opening up the opening up this so-called country is an admittance of defeat. See, this is how you gotta look at it. The fact that they gotta open this country back up and not even try anymore, that tells me everything about their spirit. The so-called American spirit quit because they know they cannot whoop the Rona's ass. They are finally admitting to the world that they cannot whoop Rona's ass to even save their life. It is so horrible and so bad. They can't even whoop the first round of the Rona. And who was in charge when the first round of the Rona that came about? Oh, that's right, your boy Trump. He was in charge of the first and second wave of this thing. I call them rounds, but he was in charge of the first and second round, and yet it was kicking his ass all over. As a matter of fact, he ignored a visit. That's what he did. He ignored a visit to the actual the health summit where they was talking about this Rona thing, and he said no and blew it off. And yet through the first and second rounds, it was whooping Trump's ass. Now, when you got, you know, Jim Crow Joe in charge of the third, fourth, and now the fifth round of this thing with a bunch of British variants to it, it's even whooping Jim Crow Joe's ass. But they want to act like all of a sudden, oh, everything is going back to normal. No, it's not going back to normal. Your asses are just admitting defeat. That's what it is. Now you try to play the COVID rearranged game, but it ain't working so well for you. And the fact that you're opening things back up is the true reason why is y'all are already admitting defeat. Yeah, this is what Esau does every single time a big problem is in front of them, and they truly cannot solve it. And they want to run around and act like this is a victory? No, this ain't a victory. No, y'all are waving a white flag. When you run around and say that you're going to open everything back up, you are indeed admitting defeat. You're not winning. You're admitting defeat. And I'm so sick and tired of some people falling for this line that they got this under control. What control? It's out of control. And guess who's out of that doctor's office? The very people that claim to solve COVID, but ain't solved it not even one time yet. But yet you want to shut down channels that point that out? It is absolutely ridiculous. So once again, folks, I mean, just keep your eye on the positive sparrow and just look at that through spiritual eyes. I mean, they can't even come together and stop the first round. Now we're on the fifth round and it's spiraling out of control. So what this government is telling folks to do is just to cope with it. Of course, they're opening stuff back up because they lost too much money. So they're trying to find a way to pat the so-called American citizens on the back and say, it's okay, we're going to have to learn to live with it. That's what they're really saying. Shout out to everybody who decided to listen to my anchor. I know I haven't done one in a while, and I owe that one guy, I owe him everything. So I'm going to do my best to, carry on as possible. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life. As you haven't heard, I lost my sister last month, and it was very hard for me to recover. But I'm well equipped, and I'm ready to get back at it again because I owe that one donor. I owe him everything. my bad, you know, for missing out like that. But much love to you, brother. Thank you for listening to Raw and Gutter with your boy KD. And I'll see you on the next one. Shalom, Israel.